This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. My brothers and sisters, on this beautiful Friday, the 12th of February, 2021, I want to begin with something absolutely amazing. Actually, maybe I'll wait till the end when more people are already logged in. So just remind me at the end, inshallah, you know, to remind you of something that I was going to remind you of in the beginning that's amazing and beautiful that started my day off, or that I started my day off with today, inshallah ta'ala. On this day when the snow is falling, and it's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see this snow falling down, you know, there's so many blessings from Allah on a Friday, even more than the other days. It is a day of sending salutations and peace upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Or we can say, Allahumma salli wa sallim mubarak ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And so on and so forth. So there are many different ways that we can send peace and blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in statement. And that is what is encouraged from us. But we also see that the snow that's falling is another sign of extra mercy, extra rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For when it rains, dua is accepted. So the rain that's falling now is falling in the beautiful form of snowflakes. Not a single snowflake is the same as another. Every single snowflake is different than the other. And when you think of how amazing this is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed something so small, so minute, that you would think that we would run out of ideas, and we as human beings would run out of ideas to create different designs and different shapes for snowflakes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed this world such to show us His power, to show us His strength, to show us His might and His magnitude and His ability to do things. And this is why we learn through the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Fridays, as we've been doing for the last few weeks. This Friday, inshallah ta'ala, I really wanted to touch upon the name of Allah, Al-Ghafoor, which comes in the Quran approximately 91 times, okay? So 91 times you'll find this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Ghafoor, the acceptor of repentance, the one who accepts the repentance of those who repent to Him, right? And to tie in the name Al-Ghafoor with some other names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are relevant, I also want to touch upon Al-Afu, which is the all-forgiving, which comes in the Qur'an 5 times, Al-Ghaffar, which is also 5 times mentioned in the Qur'an, the ever-forgiving, and At-Tawwab, the ever-accepting of tawbah, of repentance. And so I know it's a little bit tough, and there's a lot of names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it might feel as though they're becoming too much for us to comprehend. But don't ever feel overwhelmed by understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By not overdoing it, you inshallah ta'ala will be able to grasp more of an understanding of our Creator. So A reminder once again, all of the sessions that we've done on the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thus far have been recorded, and we've been doing them on Fridays at the time of Jum'ah. So if you simply do a search on YouTube or Instagram or Facebook, you'll find them there inshallah ta'ala, and you can go back and, you know, look through those names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refresh your memory. In fact, I would encourage every one of us to do that. But today we're going to focus on Al-Ghafoor. Al-Ghafoor as the acceptor of repentance, the one who accepts our repentance, accepts our seeking of forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned, this comes in the Quran multiple times, okay? Over 90 times mentioned in the Quran, and of course, many other times within the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَتُوبَ اللَّهُ عَلَى
الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَفُوًا غَفُورًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So there are so many examples. I'm not going to recite 91 verses of the Quran to you, but we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, accepts that repentance, that forgiveness, and He forgives the ones from the believers, whether male or female, who reach out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is غَفُور, the acceptor of repentance, right? Al-Ghafoor, رَحِيمًا, and ever so merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many of His strengths and abilities in terms of things that we see might apply to us in our lives. As we looked at in the last few weeks, Allah is able to see what we're doing. He's able to hear what we're doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all that we're doing, and so on and so forth. He's the creator of the earth, Ar-Rabb. He's the Lord that we turn to. Everyone turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right, as the Lord to be worshipped. But when we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Ghafoor, sometimes we think, well, that's not really a strength, or that's not really a power or an ability or something amazing. But in reality, it is. And we'll look at some examples in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First of all, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah has said, O son of Adam, I forgive you so long as you pray to me and hope for my forgiveness. I forgive you so long as you pray to me and hope for my forgiveness. Whatever sins you have committed, O son of Adam, I do not care if your sins reach the height of the heaven, as in the sky. Then you ask for my forgiveness. I shall forgive you, O son of Adam, if you come to me with an earth load of sins and meet me associating nothing to me, I would match it with an earth load of forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. Let's go over this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is found in Sunan At-Tirmidhi, Rawahu At-Tirmidhi, and it is graded as Hasan. Okay, so it is a good hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shows us the ability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in forgiving our sins. But before we get into this, let's look at who we are. We as human beings, do we sin? Do we make mistakes? Do we pretend like we know we're not supposed to do something, but we still end up doing it at times? Yes. As human beings, we make mistakes, whether it is intentionally or unintentionally. Now, we've discussed the unintentional mistakes in the past. Someone who did not know something was wrong, but they did it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't hold us account to things that we don't know of. So, for example, if someone didn't know that something was not permissible within Islam, then they are not held accountable for that. But when we know that something is wrong, but we still do it, like I know I'm supposed to pray 5 times a day, but I still miss out on my prayers. Or I know I'm supposed to pray that prayer by the end of a specific time, before the end of that specific time, but I intentionally choose to do something else and I end up missing out on the time of my prayer. Then that is a sin that we commit. Whether we've wanted to do that from the beginning of the day or not, it happened. And we end up adding and adding and adding to all of these sins over our life. So many sins we accumulate. In fact, it is the small sins that the scholars say will be the sins that take a person into Jahannam, as opposed to the larger sins. Because the large sins a person does and they feel bad. They feel like, oh no, why did I do this? I shouldn't have done this. And they seek repentance and ask for forgiveness. You'll notice people, and you know, I go to prison and I talk to inmates and, you know, do counseling and spiritual uplifting and motivation with them. A lot of those who have committed major sins within their lives, and now they're in a position where they feel, what have I done? Why did I even decide to do that with my life? They turn to Allah, despite being where they are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ability to forgive. But you'll notice that those who committed big sins, they realize there's no chance for me to change. And that's when a lot of the time people find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they completely stop the things that they used to do. And they change themselves for the better in order to be someone who will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they no longer do those major sins. But those of us who walk around, we say things that we're not supposed to say, we talk about people in ways we're not supposed to talk about them, right? We do small things here and there, like committing sins that, you know, even though we say they're small, remember a sin is a sin, which is a bad thing. It's really, really bad. But there are sins that are smaller that people will do regularly and get away with. It is those sins that people will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment with this massive, massive amount of sins, a load of sins, mountains of sins. And those will be the sins that we forgot to seek forgiveness for. Those will be the sins that we completely ignored in our lives. We, you know, yelled at someone that didn't do anything wrong. Or we cut someone off and we ruined their day. Or we hurt someone in a way that they, you know, didn't expect. And we did it thinking, ha ha ha, I'm going to get away with this. My brothers and sisters, we need to ask Allah for forgiveness of those sins. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness of those sins. Do istighfar, seeking forgiveness from al-ghafoor, right? Constantly be busy with the remembrance of Allah, but also asking Him for forgiveness. Some people will say, oh, just do subhanallah all day and do alhamdulillah all day, which is good. Because part of forgiveness of our sins is to follow it up with a good deed. When we follow up our sins with a good deed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with those good deeds that He starts to erase the sins or forgive the sins of the past. So let's look at this hadith now. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we mentioned, he says, Allah has said, O son of Adam, I forgive you so long as you pray to me and hope for my forgiveness, whatever sins you have committed. So when we commit a sin and we turn to Allah and we ask for forgiveness, Allah forgives us of those sins, whatever it is that we've committed. He continues to say, Allah says, O son of Adam, I do not care if your sins reach the height of the sky. Then you ask for my forgiveness, I would forgive you. So even if the sins that we've committed are added all together, piled up one after the other, and they reach the height of the sky, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that He would forgive us if we ask for His forgiveness. He continues to say, O son of Adam, and when we say son of Adam, this is in Arabic, the children of Adam, right? Both the men and the women, everyone who came from Adam alayhi salam, right? Adam and Hawa. So Hawa came from Adam as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, you know, that creation. We've done lectures on this before. We're not going to go over it again. But created Adam first, then Hawa, and from them the children started to come. And so Allah says, O son of Adam, if you come to me with an earth load of sins and meet me associating nothing to me, I would match it with an earth load of forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. As in your sins, my sins, our sins, as individuals, as one person, is the size of the entire earth. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Imagine that every pebble outside represents a sin that we've committed in our lives. Every grain of sand represents a sin that we may have committed in our lives. Every snowflake that falls and sticks to the ground represents a sin that we have committed. Imagine, I'm not saying it is, imagine that everything on this earth put together was like the size of the sins that we've made in our lives. And we turn to Allah asking for forgiveness without associating partners with Him, then Allah would match that with forgiveness, as in He would forgive all of it. Now that shows us how awesome and amazing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when it comes to forgiveness. At the beginning of this lecture, we were thinking, oh, but this isn't really a power or anything amazing. It's basically just wiping away sins. No, the ability to wipe away those sins is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how large the amount of sins a person has, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. And He says in the Quran, Innal hasanat yudhibna sayyi'at. In verse number 114 of Surah Hud, Innal hasanat yudhibna sayyi'at. The good deeds that we do wipe away the sins that we've committed. Because Allah is Al-Afu. Al-Afu is the one who wipes away those sins, right? He doesn't just forgive them, He completely removes them as though they didn't even exist. And so the all-forgiving, Al-Afu, wipes away those sins. Follow up a sin with a good deed. And this is why as believers, we encourage one another to constantly be as best as we can, to help each other, to go the distance in doing good deeds. Khayr and sadaqat, not only financially, but smiling to others, being nice to others, understanding others, speaking to people at their level. If you're talking to a child, you talk to a child in the way that they would understand. If you're talking to an adult, well, you speak to the adult in a way that they would understand. And that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove our sins that we've committed and place their good deeds. Place in the place of those sins, good deeds. We also see, my brothers and sisters, another beautiful hadith that shows us the strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has with regards to forgiving our sins. And this, my brothers and sisters, is a hadith that is found in Sahih Muslim and Sahih al-Bukhari. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah the Exalted and Glorious said, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah said, a slave committed a sin and he said, so one of us commits a sin and we say, O Allah, forgive my sin. Astaghfirullah. Right? O Allah, forgive my sin. Forgive my sin. That's all we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do, right? So Allah says, a slave committed a sin and said, O Allah, forgive my sin. And Allah says in return, my slave committed a sin and then he realized that he has a Rabb. He has a Lord who forgives the sins and punishes for the sin. And then a second time, Allah said again, he then again committed a sin and said, my Lord, forgive my sin. He calls out to Allah a second time. And Allah says, my slave committed a sin. And then he realized that he has a Rabb who forgives the sins and punishes for the sin. And then he said again, O Allah, forgive my sin. And Allah said, my slave committed a sin. And then he realized he has a Rabb who forgives the sin or takes him to account for his sin. I have granted forgiveness to my slave. Let him do whatever he likes. Allahu Akbar. Look at this. Look at this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about the worshipper who commits a sin, then asks for forgiveness, then turns around and goes about their life and commits the sin and comes back to Allah and asks for forgiveness. And Allah says that he forgives the sins, and then that person turns around and goes and lives their life and they commit the sin again. And they come back to Allah and ask Allah, oh Allah, forgive me for this sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly says that he remembered he has a Rabb who forgives his sin or her sin, but has the ability to also punish for it. But then says, let him or her do as they like. Let him or her do as they like, for I have granted forgiveness to my servant. Allahu Akbar. Allah forgives our sins when we commit a sin and ask our forgiveness, and then or ask His forgiveness. And then we go and we commit the same sin, but we continue to return to Allah asking for His forgiveness. We as human beings make this mistake all the time. It's who we are. We live this life, we are weak, but we submit to Allah. And that is the key component here, my brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to submit to Him and show that we are submitting only to Him, not to someone else, not to something else, only to As-Sami' al-Basir, al-Rabb, Allah Azza wa Jal, the one who is al-Ghafoor, al-Tawwab, right? Al-Afu, has the ability to wipe away those sins that we've committed. So live your lives, my brothers and sisters, without thinking that we will never be forgiven. Never ever think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not forgive us. And remember that in Surah Az-Zumar, verse number 53, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي. He says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell us, right? Say to us, يَا عِبَادِي, O my servants, O my worshippers, الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, those that have wronged themselves, those that have harmed themselves with sins. All of us, we do that, right? What are we doing when we commit a sin? We're harming ourselves. We're not doing anything against Allah. We're doing something against the will of Allah, what He doesn't want from us, right? He doesn't desire that for us, but we're harming ourselves.
قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي أَلَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ,
those of us who harm ourselves with these sins,
لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ,
don't despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't feel that Allah cannot forgive the sins that we've made in our lives.
don't think for a moment that Al-Ghafoor cannot forgive. Don't think for a moment that Al-Afu cannot wipe away those sins. Don't think for a moment that Al-Ghaffar, the ever-forgiving, will not forgive. And don't think for a moment that At-Tawwab, the ever-accepting of repentance, the one who will always accept our repentance, don't ever think for a minute that you made a mistake in your life and Al-Afu, Al-Ghafur, Al-Ghaffar, At-Tawwab will not accept your repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Verily Allah forgives all the sins that we commit. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily He is Al-Ghafoor. And you know what this means now. Ar-Rahim. And you know what that means as well, because we've studied it in the past together. And so, my brothers and sisters, one last thing. We learned in the first hadith that we took that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives everything but one thing. He says, as long as you don't associate any partners with me, as long as we don't commit shirk, so stay away from worshipping something else or calling upon something or someone else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we live our lives. And Allah will forgive everything. It could be the size of this earth. It could be piled up to reach the sky. And Al-Ghafoor will forgive. No doubt. My brothers and sisters, before I conclude this, I want to remind every single one of us of the importance of financially looking after our masajid, especially this masjid here in Milton. My brothers and sisters, every single day there is a volunteer that will be here at the masjid. You can come to the front door and drop off anyone who wants to drop off monetary donations. You can do that, inshallah ta'ala, between 12:30 and 1:30 every single day. In fact, we're here right now and you can even pull up right now to donate something at the masjid. So if you feel like you have something monetary in your hands that you want to actually put in the donation box, physically yourself without donating online through a tablet or a phone, then feel free to come to the masjid until 1:30. And I'm pretty sure we'll be here a little bit after 1:30, inshallah ta'ala, and put it in that donation box, inshallah, that you'll find right here. And someone will be there every single day, every day. So if you're not able to come today, you can come any day between 12:30 and 1:30 p.m., inshallah ta'ala. Also, for those of you who want to donate online or who prefer to donate online, which is a lot easier from the comfort of our home, then you can simply visit the masjid website, which is www.iknamilton.com, or you can do an e-transfer to iccm.operations@gmail.com. I've put it up on the screen in front of you on YouTube and Facebook. For those of you that are on Instagram, please type it in there. Type in the masjid website for people to go to, inshallah, and share in the ajr of those who read it and go to it, inshallah, after our live stream. And yes, as I said, there was an important reminder or an important thing that I started my day with, a beautiful thing, I should say, that I started my day with today and I wanted to share with everyone at the beginning, but I didn't because I know more people would be on at the end. So I'll share it with you now before we conclude, inshallah. I woke up this morning and for some reason today my internet was on my phone. Usually I have it off throughout the night, but I don't know. Allah's in control of everything. The internet was on. The very first message that I saw was from a friend of mine in Sydney, Australia. And he sent me a message and he said, and I posted about this on Instagram and Facebook. He said, today they prayed Jumu'ah in Sydney, Australia, and because of the restrictions becoming lighter, right, the easing off of the restrictions due to COVID-19, for the first time they prayed shoulder to shoulder standing in Jumu'ah prayer. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Isn't that amazing? Yes, I know that for some time things have been getting better in Australia and New Zealand and some other countries around the world. But today he messaged me and he says, for the first time we prayed Jumu'ah standing shoulder to shoulder in Jumu'ah prayer. Allahu Akbar. I felt like that was absolutely amazing. Like, subhanAllah, there's some hope. There's some hope that we'll be back to our masajid, standing side by side, filling the masjid during the month of Ramadan, filling the masjid for Salat al-Isha, filling the masjid for Salat al-Fajr. Because one of the most beautiful things about this community here in Milton, Isha, we're usually pretty full, right? Especially on the weekend days. Friday night, we usually get about 700 people for Isha, right? Which is still not filling the masjid. We have more space for others. But we want to go back to that. Fajr, especially here on the weekends at our masjid, we used to get about 200 people, right? About 200 people for Fajr on the weekend days. So that's an amazing thing, an amazing blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I encourage every one of us to make lots and lots of dua, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness of our sins. Al-Ghafoor, ask Al-Ghafoor, ask Al-Afu, ask Al-Ghaffar, ask Al-Tawwab to forgive our sins. Why? Because then when we clear our accounts with Allah, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ. Allah will not change the condition of people. حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Until they change what is within themselves. So seek forgiveness from Allah today, now, right now. As you're listening to this, say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Allahumma ighfir li warhamni warzuqni wa'afini wabarik li fi dini wa dunyana ya rabbal alameen. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and Allah azza wa jal al-ghafoor, al-afu, al-tawwab will forgive every single one of us, without a doubt, without a doubt. We conclude by sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna warzuqna wa'afina. Allahumma barik lana fi dinina wa dunyana ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna a'malana as-saliha ya arhamar rahimin. Ya ghaffar, ya rahman, ya rahim, ya tawwab, ya afu. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. Ya hayyu ya qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. We ask you, O Lord, to forgive us. We ask you, Al-Ghaffar, Al-Ghafoor, Al-Afu, Al-Tawwab, to forgive every single one of us of the sins that we've committed. Ya Allah, people raise their hands as your worshippers. They raise their hands in dua, seeking your forgiveness day after day. Ya Allah, accept our forgiveness and change the situation around us with the acceptance of the forgiveness of our sins. Ya Allah, we ask you to grant us health and ease. Ya Allah, those that are suffering and struggling in different parts of the world, Ya Allah, please forgive them. Ya Allah, please grant them health. Ya Allah, please grant them ease. Ya Allah, please remove the oppression upon them. Ya Allah, those of our brothers and sisters in our community that are here in the hospital, that are sick, our brother Miraj, who's been in the ICU for some time. Ya Allah, please forgive him and grant him ease. Ya Allah, grant ease to his family members. Ya Allah, please make it easy for every single one of the brothers and the sisters in the community whose loved ones are away from them, who are in the hospital that they're unable to go and visit. Ya Allah, please forgive them and grant them all ease and soothe their hearts and make it easy for every single one of us in our hardships and difficulty that we're going through. Ya Allah, we ask you to make it easy for us to stand shoulder to shoulder once again in our salah, filling our masajid, coming together with joy and happiness, spending time with one another, seeking that social need that we all desire within our lives to meet one another and to come together and to spend time with each other. Ya Allah, bring that back. Allow us to have that suhbah. Allow us to be like the sahaba around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sitting and talking and learning from one another and sharing experiences from each other, children growing together as believers in Allah, in you, Ya Rabb. Ya Allah, please accept from every single one of us. Ameen. We ask you to send and shower peace and blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions, and every single one of us. Ameen. Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil-adli wal-ihsani wa ita'i dhil-qurba wa yanha anil fahshai wal-munkari wal-baghi. Ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkaroon. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. My brothers and sisters, never forget that we are all here for every single one of us. So anyone who's going through a difficult time, reach out to someone, and there will be someone that will help you, insha'Allah ta'ala. But before reaching out to someone, reach out to the one, Allah Azza wa Jal. Raise your hands in dua and ask Allah for help and for ease, and Allah will bring something your way or bring someone your way that will help you in whatever hardship and difficulty you are going through. My brothers and sisters, jazakumullahu khairan for your attention today. Forgive me for going over the time by, 9 minutes so far. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and your families with the best of this world and the best of the akhirah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of the donations. For those that have forgotten after the live stream, please do visit the website or drive up to the masjid, pull up and donate over here every single day between 12:30 and 1:30 p.m. Jazakumullahu khairan wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله